Ready to ramp up your rebooking rates? Then you're ready for StayFi, the all-in-one solution for Wi-Fi and guest marketing that makes every guest feel at home.
Imagine every guest who connects to your Wi-Fi shares their contact info, not just the one who booked. With StayFi, guests sign into Wi-Fi through a branded login experience, your brand. After login, they'll land on a beautifully branded page showcasing your guidebook, local activities, upsell storefronts, and more. You're not just collecting data, you're creating a connection.
Plus, StayFi ensures verified guest data and separates guest and homeowner networks for security. And guess what? With their new email marketing tool, you can send unlimited emails, set up automations in seconds, and automatically welcome guests with email as soon as they log into your Wi-Fi. It has never been easier to keep guests coming back.
StayFi even integrates seamlessly with your PMS, making it a breeze to import guest data and connect with your guests in the rental or later through email and SMS.
So what are you waiting for? Get 50% off your first 3 months with StayFi using code TFV and start growing your guest list and boosting direct bookings.
Go to StayFi.com/TFE. That's StayFi.com/TFE. Let's elevate your guest experience together. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your question answered here on the Hosting Hotline, all you got to do is go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question, and then we'll share it here on the podcast. We'll get it answered for you. And at the same time, you're going to help so many other hosts. When they face this challenge, they're going to crush it head on because of you. Today, we have a question from Leslie.
Hi, this is Leslie at Tybee Turtle Time Condo, and just want to say how much y'all have helped me get started with my first short-term rental. I want to ask y'all about backup plans. I have like a backup plan, like if the door lock doesn't work, I have a separate lockbox to the side that I can give them my code for. I've heard y'all talk about what to do if internet goes down. I do not have a backup plan for this, so I wanted to hear about that. And I just made a new backup plan because I had the guests try to contact me when they checked in really late at night and they couldn't get it. Well, no, they got in, but they had a problem when they got there. And so they had lots of messages on my phone that morning. So now my backup plan for that is I put them in my emergency list on my phone so it'll break through if they call me late at night. And that's a long story if you want to hear that one. But just want to thank y'all so much. And I can't wait to hear what you say about all of your backup plans.
Leslie, you're funny. I like can feel you with the whole, like, I want to have a cocktail with you and hear about what happened that night because I've been there.
Yeah. She said that's a story for another time. Everyone, this is what I want to, before we answer your question, Leslie, I want to give you some just a shout out here. She's got her name, Tybee Turtle Time. Love this marketing. I search it up on the interwebs and immediately I see her 5-star reviews in Google, her Facebook page, her Vrbo listing, photos from her guests. Oh, someone just had their wedding there. She's got Instagram, Expedia. Like, you are crushing it for you to pop up like that. So check out, I'm going to give some extra love, Tybee Turtle Time Condo. Leslie, well done.
Crushing it.
Yeah. And these reviews are great. So let's get into your backup plan so you can keep those 5-star reviews.
Yeah, first of all, you know, Annette and I love a backup for your backup. So that's incredible. And you've got some pretty cool backups. I do want to comment on the missed call one, because Leslie, what I don't want to happen is for you or anyone listening to feel like you have to go to bed every night and worry that you're going to miss some important call. So I love what you did, because so if anyone didn't pick up on that, Leslie has her notifications turned off when she goes to sleep. And so if a guest were to call, I'm assuming she's got a business line or something of that nature, the business line if that calls will be one of her emergency contacts and actually ring. But what if Leslie is on vacation? What if she's international? What if she's on a boat somewhere? So Leslie, that is a backup. Let's have a backup for your backup for that one, because I don't want you to feel like you're tied to your phone. And here are some options for you. First of all, I do not use this, but one of our members does, Lynn, in our membership, and she loves it. The other ones do too, but Lynn's like obsessed with it, is Breezeway Call Center. So Breezeway offers hospitality trained operators to answer your call, and you can make it so it's just in the evening.
And humans. And around humans. The clock.
Yeah. Humans.
Not AI.
Correct. And what I don't know is if you have to also have Breezeway operations for your property. I don't know if you have to have that. So if you do, and that's not something you want to do, although why would you? Because it's incredible. Building relationship with, and I'm going to puke saying this because everyone says it and they think it's going to solve all the problems, but getting a VA, and there are lots of them out there, who is not just any VA. You get someone who is trained to answer the phone, speak clearly so that your guests will understand them and be able to troubleshoot for those late night problems. Maybe that's reaching your go-to for emergency mechanical issues. Maybe that's getting them or having access to your smart locks, right? Maybe it's, I don't even know what else it could be, but what are like the major things that can't wait to the morning? Of course, there's always dialing 911, but getting a virtual assistant who is skilled with guest services. And we're going to dive into some more content this fall with that.
Last but not least, like, who's your bestie? Like, do you have a real estate partner? Do you have a family member? Someone else that just you're like, hey, can you be a second number for my short-term rental? Maybe at the beginning of the month, you just let them know when people are going to be there. You know, having someone in your world, maybe it is your local cleaner there. Maybe it's your inspector. Maybe you're in a condo. So maybe there's a condo association and you can just like link up with someone there. And even if it's not all the time, like Sarah said, if you're on vacation, something like that, having that backup plan ready, like, hey, I'm going on vacation. Can you, you know, just put your ringer on during the night, during these days, and here are the sets of reservations that I have. So having just that backup plan ready is a way to go too. And it could just be someone, you know, maybe there's some sort of barter trade, or maybe there's a local Facebook group too for Tybee Island. And you could meet someone that way and you could trade off. Like maybe you're on 1 week, they're on 1 week. So you've got options, but you're right. The one time they need you and the call doesn't come through.
In there.
It's the roughest. Yeah, it's the toughest. But let's move on to the Wi-Fi backup.
Annette, we get so many questions from hosts about how we keep our operations running smoothly without feeling overwhelmed.
It's all thanks to Breezeway. It organizes everything, cleaning, inspections, and maintenance with custom checklists for each property. When our team marks a task complete, we're confident it's done exactly to our brand standards.
And Breezeway messaging has made things even easier. We've automated all guest communication from check-in details and reminders to review requests. Our favorite feature, it automatically offers gap nights, filling those empty spots between bookings. This simple automation has added thousands to our revenue without extra effort from us.
If you're feeling stuck in your operations, Breezeway will help.
TFE listeners can get Breezeway operations for free for their first property. Just go to breezeway.io/TFE. That's right. You get your first property for free. breezeway.io/TFE. Click the link in our show notes to get your free demo today. So all this is, Leslie, and again, I don't know, I'll offer what we do, and whether or not that works for you, you'll have to decide for yourself, but you can get a hotspot. You know how like your phone or your iPad can act as a hotspot? You can actually get these like towers that you prepay for that you would have to either activate or keep paying for each month. So if this is a problem that happens often for you, anyone listening out there, this might be something you want to do. If not, maybe you just have it, the equipment ready, and then you activate it should you need it. Annette, you did this back in the day.
Yeah, but I did. I had a mobile unit ready, but it is something that you have to keep activated. If they're working from home, it can become costly. So some other alternatives, just like backup plan for that, Leslie, is A, know the places near you that have Wi-Fi. If for some reason, maybe they need to take a work meeting and their own hotspot isn't working, know the coffee shops around that have it. And also, Uber delivers things, you know, now, again, I'm not sure on the island, like maybe you just need to get that hotspot. You just need to purchase it if this were to happen and then have it delivered to the house. But I think knowing some of those other areas, again, if you're in this condo building, maybe there's some common areas that also they would be able to use Wi-Fi. And then the last resort, but also just being prepared for it, is maybe you have a favorite restaurant or somewhere that you could send them and take care of them during that, you know, just as an apology or whatnot. But I love that you're already thinking ahead of, like, because it's not if, it's when this is going to happen. So kind of knowing already how you're going to respond in this situation. Or maybe you've got like a secret, quiet place on the beach that you're like, well, this is a sign to really unwind. This is my favorite spot to go to. But there's a lot of different options for you. I'm just going to say this one, maybe you do have your neighbor. Maybe you could share. I don't know how close you are, how close the walls are, as a backup plan. Like, you don't ever give it out. It's kind of like your backup key, but like, hey, I know my neighbor's Wi-Fi is this, and you could, depending on how close you are with them, say, hey, could we use it for a minute? If for some reason just yours is down, not the whole building.
And then Leslie, you asked for other ideas, other backups for our backups. And I can tell you, we have a backup refrigerator. It's one of those taller mini fridge. So it's not like the super small mini fridge. It's a taller one. We have a separate little freezer. We have a backup television. We have backup remotes. We have a backup bed frame. Ask me why I need that. Because two have broken in my past. What else do we have backups for? You already mentioned the key.
Some simple things, humans. Just like backup wine keys. Backup batteries, backup the remotes and backup scissors and stuff. This can all be put in something very neat and like on one of your higher shelves or whatnot. But it's one of those things, like a small investment one time, just so you have it there.
Oh yeah. And we actually had this question went through our membership last week too. Someone's like, she was able to get to our property and do an audit. And she's like, I'm missing like some knives and some forks. And you guys, knives and forks are like socks in the wash. They're going to expect them. Like Annette said, it's not if, it's when. So having extra glassware, extra silverware. And Leslie, I know you're in a condo, so I don't know if you have storage for the backup TV and fridge and all that kind of stuff. So if you don't, again, you'll have to get creative. We do have the luxury here of having basements in Ohio, and I recognize that. Also with the hotspot, we manage several properties. So for us to pay for one hotspot that's always active, we have economies of scale. It's fine for us because we share that love so that we're ready to pounce no matter what and when. But if you have one property, it may not make financial sense. So I just want to be very clear and transparent there. But this should get everyone thinking about, hey, if a fridge goes out, like it's kind of a big deal, especially if you're in a vacation area. So being able to quickly fix it, maybe they can't fit all of their stuff in your mini fridge, but being able to fit most of it, the expensive stuff, having a separate freezer, because you all know those mini fridges, those freezers are like, they fit like a thing of ice cubes. It's not big enough. Those sorts of things are key, especially if your average daily rate is really high. When I used to manage this vacation rental that had like, it was like $16,000 a night, we had a backup, like full on fridge in another area. So just depending on what your guests expect from you and being able to be like, no worries, we can have you back up and running in a couple hours. That can really save your 5-star review.
And all of those things too, this is some stuff you can plan ahead, is already know, have your list of your three preferred HVAC, your three preferred plumber, like having those ready to go, because you're not going to want to have to scurry the day of there's an issue. So if you can just take an hour ahead of time, go to their website, look at their Google reviews, have them ready, maybe even just introduce yourself. That way, you know, like, hey, if I needed a weekend assistant or after hours, what does that program look like? So you're prepped for it and you're not scurrying the day of.
All right, Leslie, thank you so much for going into thehostinghotline.com and asking us your question. Again, we'd love to help you with your questions. Head on over to hostinghotline.com. We'll get it answered. With that, my name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Are you a co-host who feels like you're constantly juggling owner questions, struggling to charge what you're worth, and overwhelmed by all the moving pieces of your business? Now picture this. You're confidently setting your rates, owners trust your process, and your business runs smoothly, all while you're earning more money. Join us for our free workshop on October 2nd at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll share the top strategies to help you boost your revenue, manage your properties more efficiently, and finally take control of your co-hosting business and your income. Grab your spot at thanksforvisiting.com/join or click the link in the show notes. That's thanksforvisiting.com/join. We can't wait to help you take control and earn more as a co-host.